What if the background music in your business could do more than just fill silence? What if it could actually increase sales, build customer loyalty, and define your brand? Our mission is simple: to help businesses like yours succeed by harnessing the strategic power of sound. We believe the right music can be a game changer, and we're going to prove it. Is your business's sound as unique as your brand? Find out how Ambitiously Entertainment can help you create the perfect atmosphere.
Copyright disclaimer under Section 107 of the Copyright Act 1976. Allowances made for fair use for purposes such as criticism, comment, news reporting, teaching, scholarship, and research. Fair use is a use permitted by copyright statute that might otherwise be infringing. Disclaimer: the views and opinions expressed in this video and on the Ambitiously the Podcast YouTube channel do not necessarily reflect the opinion of our and Ambitiously the Podcast YouTube channel. All topics are for entertainment purposes only. TVMA viewer discretion is advised. All commentary is alleged.
What's up? What's going on? Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. It is me. It is me, your girl, Labor Lee, a.k.a. Cat Lee Wu. Listen, today is the wiretap. I don't even want to put that up because I don't like the sound effect behind it, but whatever. We'll talk about that later. Today is the wiretap. Today is the day that we get into these court cases and talk about them, because they're fun. I enjoy them. Also, you get to learn a little bit more about people when you do these types of things. And so I love it. I love it a bunch. Unfortunately, this evening, our partner in Good Doc is not here with us. He's not feeling too well. So hopefully we wish him a speedy recovery and hopefully everything will work itself out. There will be a few times that I will still be talking, but will not be on camera. That's none of your business. That's really my business, but I'll be here and still having a conversation with you. But before we get into the rest of this case, there are a few things that need to be said before we get started. Like, join the conversation. You could do that by calling in. The number is 443-551-5963. 443-551-5963. Yes, baby. Yes, listen. There are a million ways to contact. are a lot of ways for you to get in contact with me. Just choose one. But if you need a little push, a little shove, a little tiny nudge in the right direction, contact at ambitiouslyent.com. Contact at ambitiouslyent.com. Or hit us up, ambitiouslythepodcast@gmail.com. ambitiouslythepodcast@gmail.com. Yes, do that, babe. Check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com, www.ambitiouslyent.com, www.ambitiouslyent.com. I don't know what was going on just now. While you're over there joining our coffee community, I will tell you why I want you to do that a little later on, but for right now, just do what I said, okay? Just do exactly what I said. Listen, told you I changed the way I like to do things around here. Every share, every subscription, share on YouTube, like on YouTube, subscribe on YouTube, same thing on Rumble, same thing on Twitch, not so much Facebook. And with the things that we got going on, we're gonna want you there too. Like, I want you to be there for the party, so make sure you join the party. Do that, okay? Go on, hit that like button. Yes, do that. And check out laboraleebookkeeping.com. www.laboraleebookkeeping.com. We'll talk a little bit more about that a little later. Listen, today is the wiretap. We got to talk. We got to finish up. We can't leave no stones unturned. We will be doing a Wet and Wired very soon, actually. But it is going to be leading up to the next event, which is our next smoke break. So that's how I'm working that out of my head, and that's how it's going to go. But we need to wrap this thing right here up. So if you don't know, we're talking about Desiree Perez, who is the CEO of Roc Nation, who is being sued by her daughter, Damori Headley. It's just so much in this case. I don't even know where to begin. I just say this lady has done a lot so far. Admitted that she has done these things. Used her power and deception to wield a lot of the things that have happened. And I feel like at this point, her daughter's like, listen, enough is enough. Because if you'll do this, what won't you do? So let's get into it. Last we spoke, we were talking about Javon's second fraudulent arrest. Now, she already had the man arrested once and accused him of kidnapping Damori, which is her daughter. But Javon is Damori's husband. Weird, crazy stuff, but she accused him of kidnapping, had him arrested, tried to make some things happen so that she could keep him in there longer. It was just like a whole wild thing. But anyway, let's get to it. So on April the 5th of 2024, while Damori was at Life Skills, Desiree conspired with others and government officials to get Javon arrested for an alleged battery that occurred on September the 11th of 2023. Oh, child, not 9/11. This was another ploy for Desiree and her conspirators, because in a meeting in January 2024, just months earlier, she told Desiree and her team, the state told Desiree and her team that there was no probable cause that existed to arrest Javon for September the 11th of 2023, the alleged incident. But as reflected in the state's closeout memoirs, which I read this last week, Desiree essentially hired a team to get what she wanted. Desiree is something else, child. Now, I told you there was it's the memorandum. I'm not gonna read what was in it, but basically, they telling her like, "Nah, it's nothing. We like, what are we doing here, Desiree? What exactly is happening? Like, why is this happening?" But despite the the fraudulent arrest, as recognized by the state, Javon was initially ordered to stay away from Demory, which is crazy. So I'm ordered to stay away from my wife, although she did not press the charges. Her mom did, and it's bull. Desiree capitalized on Javon's wrongful arrest and was finished and was not finished terrorizing the Headleys. Oh, child. Oh, yeah. I said it the way I need to say it. Child. So, she wasn't done. She had just got started. Child. Now, there's a third fraudulent arrest. So, this is Javon's third fraudulent arrest. Desiree was just not having it. On April the 8th, 2024, as Desiree was about to be released from Life Skills, Demory was about to be released from Life Skills. Desiree conspired with others to get Javon falsely arrested again for allegedly violating the stay-away order related to the April 5th, 2024 fraudulent arrest. This was another bogus event captured on body worn cameras, so on body cams. That day, Javon responded to his home to feed the cat. Demory was still in custody under the Fraudulent Markman Act petition, but was set to be released later that day. Because remember, her mom had her falsely committed as well. Desiree's private investigators who were monitoring Javon, Javon contacted the police and told them that Javon was at the house. So I told y'all she had to hire all kinds of people to follow this girl, to spy on her and Javon. Javon is her daughter's husband once again. The BWC footage captures officers speaking to their supervisors about the case. The officers admitted higher-ups directed them to arrest Javon. This nefarious act was also addressed in the state's closeout memo. So they didn't try to get this man arrested again. And basically, this part of the memo says this. This arrest was prompted by private investigators hired to follow the defendant. The private investigators contacted the MDPD sergeant to report that the defendant was at the residence, which was under surveillance. The violation is not based on any contact with the victim and was quite frankly discovered through questionable means. When the arresting officer arrived on the scene, they had no idea that they who they were. They responded to a domestic a DV violation, but were directed to go to the address by the sergeant. The private investigator then approached one of the officers to provide them with a copy of the stay away order. The responding officers had to call the sergeant to figure out what was going on and why they were there. In trial, the cross of these officers could be determined to the state's case. And that's that. So it was, this is crazy. This lady, I'm still convinced that my mind is in that case. So Desiree's reign of terror continued. So she kept doing stuff. Demory immediately reported to the prosecutors that Desiree was using her power and influence and money to keep them apart. The state asked Omori to give a sworn statement in their office on April the 26th of 2024. When Omori arrived, the receptionist instructed her to sit in the waiting room. While waiting for the prosecutor, Omori saw Laura Gatz, Esquire, an attorney who supposedly represented the witness in Javon's case, walk in and speak to the receptionist. Laura Gatz was really hired by Desiree because she got a habit of doing that, like hiring other, hiring attorneys on behalf of maybe Omori. In this case, I'm guessing on behalf of Javon. So Laura Gatz asked the receptionist, has Omori Lopez arrived yet? She is supposed to be meeting with ASA at 9 a.m. Laura Gatz did not see Omori. The receptionist asked Laura Gatz who she was. Laura Gatz identified herself as Demore's attorney and the witness's attorney. The receptionist told Laura Gatz that Omori was inside the waiting room and asked her if she wanted to sit with her client. Laura Gatz, knowing that she did not represent Omori, said that she would just wait outside. Omori believes that her mother instructed Laura Gatz to respond to the prosecutor's office to intimidate Omori. This was the second time the attorney hired by an attorney was hired by Desiree falsely claimed that they represented Omori. Eventually, the prosecutor dropped all charges against Javon and wrote a scathing 11-page closeout memorandum explaining Desiree and her co-conspirators' unlawful and inappropriate actions. Oh, child, Desiree's frivolous lawsuit. This lady was not playing no games about her madness. So on April the 22nd, 2024, Desiree filed a frivolous lawsuit against Omori. In that case, Demore's mom and stepfather, Desiree's husband, surprised Omori with a new car in December of 2020, which they put in Demore's name. Desiree claimed that she was the lawful owner of the car, which was false. Title to the car was always in Demore's name. Our child, see, that's where it go when they start giving out presents, because then they feel like they can use that against you. I'm going to take the car back. It's my car. I paid for it, whatever, but it's crazy. So Desiree claimed that she has a mutual agreement with Omori, where Omori was granted use of the vehicle with the understanding that it cannot be disposed of without Domori's permission. That too was also false. Without Desiree's permission, that was also false. Desiree claimed Omori wrongly asserted control over the vehicle, causing harm to Desiree. Child. A brief reading of the lawsuit shows how low Desiree will stoop to get what she wants. Recently, Desiree filed a separate lawsuit against Javon, claiming that he violated her right to privacy in the home that she does not live in and only entered 3 times in the last 4 years. In fact, Javon and Demore actually live in a house that Desiree somehow claimed the right to privacy in. That's crazy. That's nuts. The lawsuit is also frivolous and only intended to harass the Headleys. Demore and Javon have spent a large amount of money on lawyers to escape her unlawful detentions and lost out on countless job opportunities. They have suffered economic and non-economic damages from Desiree's ex and others, including lost wages, emotional distress, pain and suffering, etc. The lawsuit follows, and Desiree's conduct must be ceased. Child, I feel like this girl felt like it's gonna be, if it keeps going, it's gonna go too far. Violation of Racketeering Influence and Corrupt Organization Act, which is a RICO, so they're filing a RICO against Desiree Perez. Or they saying, let's see, let's get into it. So DeMori re-alleges that the allegation between contained in paragraph 1 through 254 of the complaint. DeMori brings this action against Desiree Perez, entitled Section Blase, blah, 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 as DeMori was injured in her business or property. Desiree also violated other things. Desiree engaged in a pattern of racketeering activities. Specifically, Desiree unlawfully committed a wire fraud by using electronic communication to defraud and execute a scheme to defraud, bribery, witness tampering, and other criminal acts affecting interstate or foreign commerce. I told you the girl was putting listening devices in this girl. Listening devices, she got a phone clone, surveillance, watching it, how, like, crazy stuff. Desiree was used wired communications in interstate and foreign commerce to execute or further the scheme. Desiree knowingly devised or participated in a scheme to defraud DeMori by using false and fraudulent pretenses, representations, and promises. The false pretenses, representations, or promises were about a material fact. Desiree acted with the intent to defraud. Desiree transmitted and caused to be transmitted by wire, radio, television, and some communications in interstate commerce to help carry out the scheme to defraud. Desiree had a plan of course of action intended to cheat DeMori out of job opportunities and cause her to be totally dependent on Desiree. Child. Desiree offered and gave promised something of value to Bobber, but I like to call him Dr. Boob. So if you hear me say Dr. Boob from now on, it's Dr. Bobber, but I like Dr. Boob, who worked at Memorial Hospital as a public official. Desiree did so with the intent to improperly influence Dr. Boob to perform or omit an act in violation of his duties, or to influence him to commit and allow fraud. DeMori's fraudulent Baker Act is the thing in question. I feel like DeMori gonna win this case. Desiree intentionally tampered with DeMori and Javon as witness to legal proceedings, attempted to influence, alter, or prevent the testimony of a witness in a legal proceeding using methods like intimidation, threats, and coercion, with the knowledge the person is a witness or has relevant information. Through the pattern of racketeering activities, Desiree acquired or maintained directly or indirectly an interest in or control of an association in fact enterprise, i.e. all of the doctors, lawyers, tech gurus, police officers, and private investigators who she had, who she used to split up DeMori and Javon. Because that's a crime. Because what girl? Why are you doing this anyway? like, why? Okay, so I know where we are. So the Enterprise engaged or had some effect on interstate or foreign commerce. Desiree paid several people in the organization to carry out these illicit actions against Damore and Javon. A direct casual relationship consists between Desiree's participation in the Enterprise and Damore's injuries. Girl, you better get that bread. I don't know who your lawyer is, but I will say they mighty good at the word work, at the word play. They doing their little thing. They are. Wherefore, Damore seeks all economic and non-economic damages, punitive damages, all the damages, reasonable attorney's fees, litigation costs, and any other relief that the court deems proper and just. Yeah, all of that. She want all that. You get ready. I want all of that. You got it. You the president of Roc Nation. You got it. I want mine, girl. So count two. Civil conspiracy law, Florida law, Desiree Perez, Roc Nation, and Natalia Anderson. Now, Damore re-alleges the allegations contained in paragraph 1 through 254 of the complaint. Damore brings this action against Desiree Perez, Roc Nation, and Natalia Anderson for the state law tort of civil conspiracy. Now, child, this lady. Desiree and Natalia Anderson, both employees at Roc Nation, entered into an agreement to achieve the common goal of convincing a healthcare provider to commit Damore into a mental health facility under Florida's Baker's Act statute, even though Damore did not meet the criteria. Desiree and Natalia committed an unlawful act and used unlawful means to further their plan, i.e., they fraudulently acquired, modified, and presented a recording to get Dr. Berrio to falsely Baker Act Damore. Desiree and or Natalia Anderson took action to advance the plan while their capacity at Roc Nation, they were basically employees at Roc Nation. Crazy stuff. Damore suffered harm as a direct result of this conspiracy. Yeah, well, I would see how, like, you, that's like a nightmare if you think about it. Like, somebody is putting you into a facility and you don't even deserve to be there. Like, there's no reason for you to be there, and they putting you in there anyway and trying to, man, that's like, it's a nightmare. So accordingly, Desiree, Natalia Anderson, and Roc Nation are liable to Damore for her damages. Wherefore, Damore seeks all economic and non-economic damages, punitive damages, reasonable attorney's fees, litigation costs, and other relief the court deems proper and just. Yes, child. She said, bitch, I had my money. Then there's the civil conspiracy. Count three, civil conspiracy. This one includes, Dr. Boob is in this one. Desiree and Perez, Signine, LLC, Dr. Boob, aka Daniel Barber, James Fondo, Stephen Caddy, and Jessica Caddy. These are the people who basically kidnapped her, right? So, Damore realleges the allegations contained through, 1 through 254 in this complaint. She brings this action against Desiree Perez, Signet LLC, Dr. Boob, which is Daniel Barber, James Fondo, Stephen Caddy, and Jessica Caddy. James Fondo is an ex-cop, by the way, for the state law tort of civil conspiracy. Desiree and Boob entered into agreement with Signet LLC, James Fondo, Stephen Caddy, Jessica Caddy, all owners of Signet LLC, to achieve a common goal of luring DeMori to a parking lot in Dania Beach so that Dr. Boob could commit DeMori to a mental health facility under Florida's Bakers Act statute, even though DeMori did not meet the criteria. Yeah. She went on paper for that too. I already told what they did. They did some bull crap. So the other count is Fourth Amendment violation. Desiree Perez unlawfully detained DeMori under the Baker Act situation. Fourth Amendment violation. This is count six. I don't know. I'm losing count of what count it is. Dr. Boob unlawfully detained DeMori Baker Act situation. Yeah. Some more counts. The next count is Fourth Amendment violation. James Fondo, Stephen Caddy, and Jessica Caddy unlawfully detained DeMori under the Baker Act. Let's see. More, another count, Fourth Amendment violation, unknown officer one and two unlawfully detained DeMori. So she getting everybody. She's not playing. Next count, law, state law, false arrest and imprisonment to Signet, falsely imprisoned DeMori under the law. Yes, she's getting them for every single solitary count she can get them on. And I say, get them. Let me see. Here's another count. State law, false arrest and imprisonment from Broward County. That's Miami. She was falsely imprisoned DeMori under the Florida law. So she getting them too. Next count, negligence, South Broward Hospital District. She getting the hospital. She getting everybody. Now she got Boob and Odyssey Behavioral Healthcare and Life Skills in South Florida for outpatient for the Markman Act situation. Negligence to Odyssey Behavior and Life Skill in Southport, Florida, outpatient violation of Stored Communication Act of Desiree and Rock Nation. That's for her having her phone cloned. She should have never did that stupid shit. Like, everything she did from the beginning was stupid. So do I believe that she could have something done to her son-in-law? It is my belief. I'm not saying she did, but look at all the things that I just read to you that this lady did to this girl. Like wiretap, that's another one. Violation of Federal Wiretap Act for her hacking into her iCloud account. A violation of Florida Security and Communication Act. Yeah, this lady did a lot. She did fraudulent misrepresentation and inducement iconic behavior. Like, this lady did a lot. Yo, I wasn't going to read through each one of the counts because basically you can kind of surmise what those counts are based upon everything that we've read thus far. But I will say this. If ever I met a lady that I would say is a lunatic, even though I never met Desiree, and I'm glad I didn't, because she'd be one of them people that I would want to smack in the face. I promise you. Good and hard. Good and hard. Because, like, what are you doing, lady? you didn't even raise this girl. And that basically what this whole case boiled down to was you had a child. You were still running wild. You wasn't ready to calm down, calm your little happy behind nerves down, and, you know, become a mom. So you gave her, you gave her to your dad and, you know, your stepmom or whatever to raise. And they did that. But in them doing that, you didn't really have a relationship with your daughter. And because of that, because of you not having that relationship with your daughter, when you got older, now all of a sudden you want to try to have a relationship with her, but she don't even really know you. And then on top of that, she fell in love with a man. She's been in love with this man for 15 years. And he happens to not be the skin tone that you would prefer for your daughter to have. It's not light enough. It's not bright enough. In your words, he's a hard ER or a hard R. Like, this is all because you're mad, because you can't control this lady, this young lady, because she's still pretty young. She ain't even hit the 40s. And you trying to do this while this young lady is in her 30s or on her way to her 30s, which is so retarded, because you just could have been there from the jump. And then you wouldn't even have, I mean, she still was going to make her own decisions anyway. But had you had been there from the jump, you wouldn't be going through none of this, because you would have a good relationship with your daughter. And you probably would be a little bit more understanding to her selection, her man selection. But you didn't have the relationship with her. You chose the wildlife. And yes, it did take you somewhere. It got you to Roc Nation. Yes, Lord, indeed it did. It got you to Roc Nation. It got you in that big CEO position. But it lost you your daughter. And there's no resolution to the situation anymore. Like, she did. She's over it. She's suing you. She's suing the company that you work for. She's suing all the parties that you got involved in it. Like, I don't feel like at this point there's a way for you to fix anything that you guys have going on. I don't. And that's unfortunate. But at the end of the day, your actions is what have you right here now in this position. Your actions are the reason why you don't have a relationship with your daughter. You made a choice, and now you're paying for it. And you think that your money and nice things can fix the damage that you've already done, but it cannot, my friend. Some people don't operate in that way. They don't move off like they're not. They don't give up about your little materialistic things. What she wants is for you to leave her the fuck alone. That's what she wants. That's obviously what she wants. And you keep bullying her. And it's like, what kind of mom are you, dude? And that's how we know you didn't raise her. And if you did raise her, you're a jerk. But we know you didn't raise her. She already said it. And you just keep on going and keep on going. Who knows what else you would do? If any of these things are true. Let me do this real quick, because this lady got me preaching at her and people crazy. Hold on, 1 second.
Copyright disclaimer under Section 107 of the Copyright Act 1976. Allowances made for fair use for purposes such as criticism, comment, news reporting, teaching, scholarship, and research. Fair use is a use permitted by copyright statute that might otherwise be infringing. Disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed in this video and on the Ambitiously the Podcast YouTube channel do not necessarily reflect the opinion of our and Ambitiously the Podcast YouTube channel. All topics are for entertainment purposes only. TVMA, viewer discretion is advised. All commentary is alleged.
Yeah, it's certainly alleged, but, you know, that don't mean it can't. It might be alleged. It is alleged, because I don't know. I wasn't there, but I can say it sounds pretty honest and honorary on Demore's side, so I don't know what to, I don't know what to believe. I don't know what to believe, but I do know if she is doing any other things, any of the things, she ought to be ashamed of herself, and she is the worst villain ever. And that's just how I'm going to put that. Yo, real talk. Worst villain ever in life. She's a horrible villain. Like, you got the villains. I don't really know that villains are supposed to be good, but you got the villains that are extra good at being a villain. She is extra horrible at being a villain, but insist on being a villain. That's crazy work to me. That's insane. That's crazy work to me. Insane. But anyway, it's time for me to get you some love. I love y'all so much, and I appreciate each and every one of you for, you know, coming through and supporting this podcast and giving up, you know, a little bit of your time just to hear what we have to say over here. I'll get to that in a minute, but we love you, and we just want to thank you so much for tuning in. So anybody who's watched the show from Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, or Rumble, I adore you. I adore you so much, and thank you for the love. That's called live love or replay love, however you want to call it. But thank you for the love in advance. How about that? Also, well, it is time for us to get to the love notes, because they're our listening audience. Like, we love them. They come from wide and far. And they show love. They come from across the pond. They show love and they show support. And I appreciate them so much. So I always want to have a way to tell them, because they're listening, I mean, not watching, how much I adore them and how much I love them. And so we use the love notes for that reason. I used to call it love. Doc used to call it show notes. I was never going to do that. I was never. But we used to bicker a little bit about that. And then we came to the compromise, because we realized that there is no love without compromise. And now we call it love notes. I would never change it for anything in the world. I like what it's called. It makes me happy just to go through this list and see who's new and what's new and all of that good stuff. So hold on, let me get it right. So it makes my heart melt to know that we're touching people across the world. It's amazing. So, you know, it is what it is. Doc also used to say I had a stack of papers the size of a composition notebook. I did not. I did have a clipboard with a nice amount of papers. But in all fairness, it was a lot of city, states, and countries on those papers. We don't do that anymore. We've condensed it down just to countries and territories. And now we do. For the love, oh my God, I love you so much. I do. Makes me feel good inside to know that I can reach people that far and that wide across the pond. Man, let alone, I don't even mention the numbers anymore, but let alone the numbers look good. The numbers look good. So thank you guys for the love and support and just how amazing you guys are. Oh my gosh, I'm so happy about that. So hopefully tomorrow we'll get to drop another episode of The Blueprint. Because of all of the things that we got going on around here, you know, more content, because we're building some things. I told you we are working on a network. We did come up with a name. I'll get to all of that tomorrow. And we did find some new talent. And let's just say that'll be on the sports tip. A little bit more on the sport, or a lot of bit more sports tip. But I'm excited about that. Cause I won't be the only one on camera anymore. And because, you know, I'm working with them, this is good for business. More content on that faction and on the network as well. So that's happening. So we'll talk a little bit about that on the blueprint, but yeah, bear with me. A lot is going on, and like literally administrative wise, I'm the only person that handles these things and get these things together. I'm the only one that come up with the concept of what we're going to do next. And so it takes some time, but I'm working on it. I think tomorrow after my walk, I'm going to just record through whatever I'm doing. You feel me? And then we'll just figure it out from there. But yeah, that's what's happening. Yeah. Let me say the things that I need to say, though. I'm trying to get out of here on time because I got responsibilities I got to handle. Join the conversation. The number's 443-551-5963. 443-551-5963. You can call in. You can text. If you call in, you'll be live on air. If you text, I will read your text message live on air. If you drop a comment, it will be on the screen. And I will read it out loud. That's what I did. That's what I did. I tell you all the time, there are a million ways to so we can have a conversation. You can even call the number that you call to call in for the show. You can call that number during non-show hours if it's not something that you want shared on the show. I answer that number as well. But you need a little nudge. Contact at ambitiouslyent.com. Contact at ambitiouslyent.com. Or you can hit us up on our Gmail account, ambitiouslythepodcast@gmail.com. ambitiouslythepodcast@gmail.com. Check out our website. Check it out. www.ambitiouslyent.com. www.ambitiouslyent.com. And while you're over there, join the coffee community. You should. So we can have salacious, titillating, and taboo conversations. And I can cuss whenever the fuck I feel like. I can be like, fuck shit and all that bullshit. And sometimes I have probable cause too. So I could do that on coffee. I could do that on Rumble. I can do that on our new television network that's coming soon. Our network that's coming soon. So just be prepared. Be prepared. Be very prepared. Yeah. And I'm always going to tell you to we can get. We are grateful for those in advance. I need you to know that. Yeah. In advance. We are so grateful. We're very humble people over here in this tribe. We don't do all that craziness at all. But always remember to like, share, and subscribe. We need that love. Big shout out to DJ Rukaze. Yeah, DJ Rukaze, our residential DJ who does his thing, man. He does. And so get a DJ some love, man. Let us know how you feel about these mixes. If you don't know, we go live every Friday with a new mix, but I only give you 30 minutes of the mix because the show is only an hour long. I still gotta have conversations with people and stuff. So what we do is we load the mix on our radio station. Normally it's up there either the night before or the early the morning of, but it's there, so if you want to hear the full mix, you need to go over there and check out the radio station. That's all I'm saying. While you over there, check out Rukaze's page. He got a page up on the website. Check out the whole website all together. I'm just saying, but for some musical entertainment. And I made it real easy for you to get on there. You could go hit the listen now button, or you could just scroll down a little bit, and we actually have a little widget. You could just hit the play button at what I was playing on the radio station. You'll hear it at that moment. So go check out the radio station. And that's that. All right. It is time for me to say the things that I say every night when I'm about to end this show, shorty, which is this. Mind your business. Everybody's business is not your business, except for on the media in my day where I tell everybody's business because I am nosy and I want people to be nosy with me because it's fun. I'm telling people business on my day. It's called the gab beat, babe. We want a gab beat. We need to find out what's going on these streets. The tapping, I try not to tell people's business, but sometimes, sorry again, Ms. Jones, sometimes, yesterday I did tell some of her business, but sometimes it's warranted. It's never intentional. It's just warranted. That's how that goes. I try not to, though. On the wiretap, on the other hand, if you have a court case and I can pull it and I find it intriguing enough to pull it, I will pull it. And I'll read it, or I will read it with my partner and good, however that's supposed to look. But just know it's getting read. It is. I'm going to talk all about it. I am. So don't go get a court case, and don't be foul, depraved, sinister, heinous, disgusting, diabolical, nasty, dumb, stupid, an idiot. I don't know. It's more words I could use, but I'm going to use this final one in honor of Doc. The partner and good I was speaking of, which is insidious. Don't be any of those things, and you won't have to worry about too much. You won't, because I won't have nothing to talk about. Wet and Wired is more of Doc and I's business. We're going to use this next window to review a film, and I need to send him the link before that happens, but we're going to use this particular one to sit down and talk about the film and what he thought about the film. That's a prerequisite to the smoke break that we're gonna have with the gentlemen who are responsible for this said documentary. And that's that. So yeah. So I don't really tell other people's business too much. More my business. Cattails, I kind of tell people's business, but look, that is for people who did stupid shit to me, and it's been sitting on my heart and mind for a while, and I just want to let it. It's really kind of like therapy a little bit. I want to let it out, but just notice, I do change the names of people. I do. So nobody knows it's you unless your dumbass decides to come up and say something. Or you send me a message about it, and then I'm going to expose you then because you should have left me alone. It's that simple. But other than that, mind your business. Safe way to live your life. Listen, love your babies, hug your babies, adore your babies. Tell your babies that they are the GOAT, the greatest of all times. They need that love. That is your job to do. Don't let nobody else do it. You do it. Because a lot of times people let other people do it and then their kid be lost and out of control. You do it. Encourage them babies. Be there for them. Have their backs. That's what you're supposed to do. That's what you do as a parent. If they want to work for NASA, tell them to be the best astronaut, engineer, receptionist, janitor, secretary, whatever the hell else they do over there in NASA. I don't know. I've never worked there. But what I do know is get yourself a telescope, a good one, a real good one. Not the kind that you look through your neighbor's windows with you perv. A good one. High Nature, y'all. They come with lenses, beams, scopes, apps, and some more stuff. Might require a little bit of assembly, but it won't take that long. And after you put it together, go outside. Explore some stuff. You might just see a meteor, a comet, an asteroid, all of which I hope are going past you, not coming towards you. That's frightening. Especially if you're looking through a telescope. A planet that they say is not a planet anymore, but it was a planet. It was a planet when I had to do my solar system. So my opinion is forever a planet because that's what they made me do. Whatever. It's a planet. A UFO, but listen, if you do spot a UFO, this message is not necessarily for you, but for the operators of said UFO, right? Not for you. This is when they probe you and all that. I do not want to go. I don't want to be beamed up or down. I do not want to be probed. Now, unless you're taking me to a good place that's better than Earth, I don't want to go. Leave me alone. Hell no, I won't go. I do have a neighbor on the other hand. You might want to go ahead and pluck her up, but not me. Just leave me alone. Okay. If they want to work for NASCAR, tell them to be blessed. NASCAR driver, pit boss, pit crew member, commentator, engineer. I know they got those over there too. They could be, NASCAR, I don't know what they do over there besides they have a need for speed. And at one point in time, the muscle car was king to them. And in my opinion, the muscle car is always king. The statement, put the pedal to the metal. They was talking about those cars. They wasn't talking about this fiberglass bullcrap y'all driving that day. But I digress. Whatever they want to be. Support them. I don't care how old they are. Have their backs and just watch them glow up. That's all I'm going to say. Tell them babies they the GOAT. It is now time for your fair warning. I give these out so everybody can know and it's not like a surprise when things happen. But it's time for your fair warning.
The following moments may contain explicit language.
It says may. I can guarantee you there will be explicit language. I'm about to start off hot. Stay the fuck in your lane. Stay the fuck out my lane. Your lane, my lane are not the fucking same. Your lane is over there to the left. My lane is over here to the right. Stay in your lane and everything is cool. You jump in my lane, you're going to get something that you do not want. This is not a threat. This is a promise. Do not break the glass. Do not push the button. You know, the red one. Don't push it. Because you're going to get high. I am not responsible for anything after you get high. Like, there's nothing I can do about it. You kept on going. And so now you got to see. It's vital. You don't want her. She's not nice. She's not sweet. She's not kind. She's not cuddly. None of that. You want her. Yay, AU big purr bitches. Oh my gosh, y'all. I'm sorry, y'all. But I gotta go ham real quick. That nigga was big too. I don't know where he went, but I'ma get him. But anyway.
I was trying to tell y'all.
You do not want her. You want her. AU Big Purr. Oh my gosh. AU Big Purr. she's nice, sweet, kind, and cuddly. And you get her, you get the 2-for-1 special. AU Big Purr again. Yeah. You want one of them. I know what I got. You want one of them. You don't want that first one. She ain't nothing. She ain't nothing nice. She ain't nothing nice. And what usually happens when you jump into other people's lanes is a collision. Like, who the hell needs that? Nobody. I don't need that for me. I don't need that for you. I don't need that for we. So just stay the fuck in your lane. Everything's cool, copacetic. That cricket did not get it. But you're going to find out today. Oh, you're going to find out today. Oh, I see you too, bastard. You're going to go today. One way or another. But anyway. Yeah. So stay in your lane. Listen. Pick and choose your battles wisely. Every battle is not a battle for you to fight. Some battles you need to just say, you know what, fucker, you got that. That's you. Have at it. Right? Don't be a Drake. Don't. He lied. He said he studied hip hop battles for a living. Well, if you did, you would know that Mobb Deep said that there's a war going on outside and that no man is safe from it. And they said that you could run, but you can't hide forever in these streets that we done took. You walking with your head down, scared to look, you shook, because ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Hope you're shook as this cricket is, because I'm going to get it. But he lied. And who respects that? Nobody. I don't. I hope you don't either. Don't be him. Worry about the war. Don't worry about the battle. There's nothing you can do with the battle. Live to fight another day to win the war. It's that simple. Be you. Be originally you. Be authentically you. Be you. Because there's no one like you. Even if they say they hate the way that you walk, the way that you talk, and the way that you dress, you could fix the talker thing. Because the talker thing is obviously a personality disorder that needs some work. Yeah, I see you, bitch. That needs some work. You could fix that. I say get out of here. You wanted to keep going, so there you go. You could fix that. But the walking and the dressing thing, it's just who you are. Let it be what it's going to be, okay? Remember, what they eat don't make you shit, and what you eat don't make them shit either. So just, chill. And on top of that, you can't make anybody happy. You can't at all. You can't make people happy. You can add to their happiness, but you cannot make them happy. You can't. So, don't try. You came in this world by yourself. You're going to leave by yourself, baby. So enjoy this shit. And just don't let them fuck it up. You know what I mean? You came in by yourself. You're going to leave by yourself, even if you are a twin. No matter how you try to fix whatever it is that they say is broken and they want you to fix, you can't fix it. They'll find something to nitpick about anyway. So just keep doing what it is that you need to do. And remember, dream big. Dream so big that your dreams exceed the universe. Why you want to keep playing with me, huh? I go to war with y'all. Let your dreams exceed the universe. I won. And then once you figure out the dream, you visualize and realize what the dream is, plan and execute. That ain't going to happen no other kind of way. It's not. Y'all, I just went to war with a whole cricket in the studio. But it is, I live in Maryland. I live in Baltimore. And this is the time for them to start popping out and trying to show me. But I got news for them. I go to war with them. And if I catch any, which I need to do, if I catch any, I'm going to feed them to my lizard. Cause he likes crickets. So it's a win-win on my end. This one I can't feed to him because the battle was crazy. But the rest of them I intend to feed to my lizard. And that's that. Anyway, y'all be safe. Stay out of trouble. If you do get into trouble, just make sure you have a good lawyer or retainer. Be good. Be good. I love y'all. And I gotta go. I might have to kill another cricket because I hear it. I just don't know where it is. I'm gonna get it. This time I'm trying to be a little bit more humane about it and catch it and feed it to my cricket. But anyway, y'all, I will see y'all later. Next live show is Friday, Fire Friday, but you will be getting another segment of The Blueprint tomorrow. I think that's episode 3. But anyway, I love y'all. Stay safe, stay out of trouble, and good night. I gotta go. I might got more crickets to catch and put on my pet lizard's menu. That was a big one, though. He just threw me off. I wasn't ready for him. Anyway, good night, y'all. Bye.
Keeping your IT team sharp isn't optional, it's essential. CBT Nuggets delivers high-quality IT training led by real-world experts who know what teams actually need on systems teams will actually use. Whether it's staying current on cloud, networking, or security, CBT Nuggets makes training simple, effective, and scalable. No fluff, no wasted time, just smarter, faster IT teams. Thousands of companies trust CBT Nuggets, and yours can too. Go to cbtnuggets.com/solutions and start training today.